Rebellion, appease or Theresa vote of no confidence may be triggered this week. By Liam Deacon on October 24, 2018. A Tory Brexiteer MP has said a vote to oust the Prime Minister could be close, with nearly the required number of MPs submitting letters of no confidence, as 50 Tories join a campaign to stop Theresa May's Brexit plan. Andrew Bridgen, the representative of Northwest Leicestershire, also claimed number 10 could have been behind violent quotes appearing in the media over the weekend, calling for May to bring her own noose and to be knifed. "It was not me and I have thought about it, and the only people that suited those sort of comments, which were very unhelpful, bag politics, and I have got a lot of sympathy for the Prime Minister, is number 10," he told Sky News. "I wouldn't be surprised if number 10 didn't put those words out themselves, knowing exactly the way the press and the public would react." The remarks come hours ahead of the crunch meeting between Mrs. May and the Tory backbench 1922 committee, when she will face her fiercest Brexit critics, and after Brexiteer Tory MP Andrea Jenkins becomes the latest to publicly attack her plan. "I no longer have confidence in the Prime Minister's ability to lead the country and to guide us through the remaining stages of the Brexit process," Mrs. Jenkins blasted. On ousting Mrs. May as leader, Mr. Bridgen claimed a contest could begin as early as this week. "I think we are very close to 48 letters required to trigger a vote on no confidence," he claimed, adding, "I think we are heading there this week." On how to proceed with Brexit, he demanded an end to Mrs. May's Chequers plan for a soft exit, with the UK still tied to many of the bloc's rules and regulations. "I'm of the opinion we either chuck Chequers or we are not going to get Brexit," Mr. Bridgen said. "It's clear, I think, to colleagues now that the Prime Minister is determined to push through Chequers in the face of huge opposition from her own benches, and so I put a letter of no confidence in some time ago." Meanwhile, 50 Tory MPs have now backed the Stand Up For Brexit campaign, which aims to oppose the Chequers plan and see it voted down in Parliament. On Tuesday, a slew of MPs publicly gave their support to the challenge to Mrs. May's plan, including Philip Hollabone, Lawrence Robertson, Pauline Latham, Bill Wiggin, Sir Christopher Chope, and Sir Edward Lee.